The name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas, one and all. Tonight we celebrate that miracle of God incarnate. God entering into this world, into our lives, living with us. Love coming and dwelling here, in this place. Hope, peace, joy, abundant life, all wrapped up in that little child born in a manger. This is the miracle we celebrate tonight. The miracle of the incarnation. The miracle of Christmas. It is rather miraculous. Because as humans, we aren't all that good at always paying attention to God. 9 times out of 10, it seems like we're a little blind to what God is trying to tell us. 9 times out of 10, it seems like our hearts get a little hard. Sometimes we become self-centered. Sometimes, even when God calls out to us, it's easy for us to turn our back on God, turn our back on one another. I mean, shoot, even turn our backs on ourselves, right? And yet, despite that confusion, despite that brokenness, despite all the ways that things had gone wrong before, God entered into this place through that Christ child. That is the miracle of this night. It's a miracle. Now, I'm using that word miracle an awful lot tonight, and I want to make us think about what it really might mean, what a miracle truly is. If you go online and Google what is a miracle, you'll come up with a lovely definition. It almost sounds like it comes from a dictionary, but it doesn't. It's Google. But still, here's what it says. A miracle is a surprising, welcome event that's not explicable by natural or scientific laws. Rather, it is a work of the divine, of God. And that's a good definition of a miracle, right? It tells us that a miracle is something that is out of the ordinary and it brings goodness to us. But let's be honest, that's not how we use this term. Not most of the time. Right in my downstairs bathroom, I've got a bottle of Pantene conditioner. And right on the bottle of Pantene conditioner, it says this: miracle protecting conditioning. Repairs signs of damage with every wash. It's a miracle. And after I looked at that about 5 days ago, I just went online for kicks and I Googled miracle gifts. And you know what? Amazon, as of 2 days ago, could have gotten you 33 different miracle products that were for sale. Miracles that ranged from red wine stain remover to rejuvenating gel masks to pasta strainers you can put right on top of your pot so that you just pour it and it keeps the pasta right in there. Even modified mayonnaise is called a miracle. Miracle whip. Okay, so what's really going on? What is actually miraculous about what happened over 2,000 years ago? Well, for one thing, it's not a marketing ploy. This miracle isn't about selling products or trying to catch us despite our flitting attention moving from one place to another. And we happen to believe that the miracle of God entering into this time and into this place and into this world is not created by human ingenuity, by people figuring out ways to remove products or remove stains. No, this truly is God at work. God breaking into the darkness of this world. What's more, this miracle that we talk of Jesus entering in on this night, isn't the kind of thing you have to keep buying over and over again. No, this was God stating once and for all that God has chosen to be with us. That nothing can keep that love and that presence from being with humanity. God knows our nature. God knows our foibles. God knows what makes us tick. God understands, and God desires a relationship with you and with me and with our neighbors and with our enemies and with all of humanity so much that miraculously, truly miraculously, God enters in once and for all. So clearly, what we celebrate tonight is not like those 33 miracle products that I found on Amazon. It's not like that Pantene conditioner. But I do want to say this for that everyday use of the word miracle. I think that maybe, just maybe, the everydayness of that word might be helpful for us as we reflect on the birth of the Christ child. Because far too often, I think we can look at this night and what it represents and think of it as a long-off event, something that happened so long ago to people so different from us. I mean, we're not living under Roman rule. We're not living in a time where shepherds are working out in the fields and then wandering into towns called Bethlehem. We're living in 2019 in Metro Springfield, right? I mean, it's so different. But that everyday common use of the word miracle reminds us. It reminds us that what happened 2,000 years ago still matters today. It's still at work today. What happened in Bethlehem is what happens every day. God desiring to be with you, to break into your life, to walk with you in your joy and in your sadness, in your waking and in your sleeping. Christ is with us. God is with us. Let that sink in. What would it mean if we left this place tonight and we truly held on to that miraculous statement that God's love for you is so great that it will never leave you? Not today, not tomorrow, not next year, but God's love is with you always. What would it be to meditate on that day in and day out, to let that light and that hope stay with you? That is the miracle that we celebrate tonight. May we all rejoice in it. May we carry it with us in the days and the weeks, the months and the years to come. Friends, Christ has entered into this world. Christ has entered into our world. Christ has entered into the lives of those in that beautiful story from the Gospel of Luke, and Christ has entered into our lives as well. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can remove that precious and beautiful and miraculous gift. The question tonight is, will we remember it? Will we hold on to it? Will we let it guide us and fill us and draw us further and further into a life of grace and hope? My Christmas prayer is that all of us could treasure this gift of God with us, of the light dwelling with us every day, and that that light dwelling with us could transform us evermore into the people God calls us to be. Merry Christmas to you all. Amen.